Fate has smiled upon you. Your listless wandering through the internet has fortuitously bore you to the IDTU bonus podcast zone. Take a moment to marvel at your good luck. Now prepare your auditory organs for a special episode of Idiots Discuss the Universe.
They get crazy out there in Oman.
Riding the camel, listening to Idiots.
Is that where Oman is?
Oman is.
In the Middle East? Or Africa or something? Craig and I are just talking about how we have a bunch of fans in Oman. It's a pretty hip-hop happening place. We're just trying to figure out where exactly that is.
It's right next to Yemen.
Huh.
Yeah, right there in the
Oman.
Persian Gulf. Right, yeah, well, the Gulf of Oman. There you go.
Well,
they got their own Gulf.
There you have it. Someone's out there getting...
That's a real country with its own Gulf.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe. I think we've really made it.
Enjoying those idiots.
Getting idiotic.
Speaking of enjoying that idiots, those idiots, that's what you're doing right now. This is another episode of Hit or Shit.
Hit or Shit.
What are we going to listen to? Well, what are we going to listen to today?
Well, today we're going to be listening to a live rendition of an Opeth song.
Oh, Opeth's your all-time favorite band.
Opeth is...
You've sold them to me as that before.
They're definitely up there. They're in my top five.
Okay.
For sure. Opeth is a progressive death metal band from Sweden. And they've been around since, like, the late 90s doing their thing. So, a super long time.
Wow.
Not that long. But for a progressive metal band, it's like, you know, they're one of the big names right now within that little subgenre.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Anyway, they played a show earlier this year, or no, it was last year, in 2017 at Red Rocks Amphitheater down in Colorado, which is a beautiful outdoor venue.
Yeah,
which,
been there, like, many with, times, love
it's
it.
So
yeah,
nice, and it sounds incredible. And I actually went, I got to go to this show, and it was definitely the most incredible sound I've ever heard. The sound reverberates off of the rocks, so there's this brightness to it, but then it's open air, so it also has enough room to go and fly away, so it doesn't actually hurt your ears, but it's still, like, really loud, you know? And I saw Opeth and Gojira, which is a band from France, another sort of progressive metal band, but Opeth basically made this concert into a live... a live DVD.
They love to do that at Red Rocks. There's so many people that have put out a live CD from Red Rocks because the sound is so
great.
Yeah.
And I mean, if you want to, and the visuals are awesome too. Actually, I think this is just a CD, so it's not a DVD, but yeah, it's going to be Sorceress Live. Sorceress is their newest album, and we're going to be listening to the title track.
Speaking of, before we get started and listening to this song, which I'm excited to do, let's talk about some more live metal that's coming up in our neck of the woods. Spencer, what do you got going?
All right, this is a much bigger deal here coming up. My band, Mystrionix, is playing up in Seattle this weekend at Cafe Eraser, Saturday the 25th, up in Seattle with Valley, V-L-L-Y, and our buddies Skulk from Portland. And we're going to be roading on up there and playing a fun little Saturday show.
You're going to do what up there? How are you
roading?
Roading. Is that what they call it? Road tripping?
I just kind of made that
touring,
Touring.
Roading.
Well, it's not touring because it's one show.
Roading.
We're just driving, really. But I thought roading would sound a little more down home.
Yeah.
But
and that's on that on Roosevelt Parkway. Is that where that?
Oh yeah. Here I looked up the address. It is on 5828 Roosevelt Way, Northeast Seattle, Washington.
Saturday night,
this upcoming Saturday. So if you're in Seattle and you happen to be listening to this and you happen to want to see some eclectic mix of metal / post-punk / I don't know.
Or even if your lazy ass isn't in Seattle, like, go to Seattle and see Spencer's band on Saturday night.
Go to Seattle. It'll be hella fun. And we're going to be releasing a new song, too. So I just wanted to plug that, you know, nice little plug. Mystrionix.
Nice.
It's really hard to spell. Mystrionix. We need to make, like, a song spelling that. Mystrionix.
The song needs work. It's not immediately.
This is my
jingle.
First draft. Okay, yeah, this is my first draft. Yeah. Craig, you gotta give me a little break here.
Next show, maybe we'll have a jingle. But all right, so yeah, go see Spencer in Seattle, and now we're gonna listen to some Opeth.
Woo!
So I think I heard you in the background there, Spencer.
I love you, Maka! Oh, my God! Where do you have my baby?
Y'all tore up and screaming at your favorite band.
Yep.
Were y'all tore up for that show?
Was I tore up? Oh, I was. You know, actually, I bought a big old edible in Colorado, in Denver, and I tried to get it into the venue, and the guy was just like, dude, come on. I was like, it's just chocolate. And he's like, nah. I was like, can I just eat it? He's like, you have to eat it all right now. And I just like shoved it into my mouth. And
yeah,
I got super belligerently stoned.
Yeah.
Didn't have anything to drink, but it was incredible because, like, there was a full moon that night, you know, and there was, like, the sunset and everything.
I've been to shows when
holy
it's a full moon.
Holy shit. And I was just... I
saw Ziggy Marley there at full moon.
Damn.
Yeah.
That would have been crazy.
That was great. Yeah. It was great.
So it definitely had a great vibe. And that sounded... That live production was pretty phenomenal.
Yeah.
Like, damn. I had no idea. Like that, yeah. Honestly, I like that song better live than I do on the record.
What album is that song off of?
That's from their newest album, Sorceress.
Sorceress. Oh, yeah. So what's the name of the new live album then?
Sorceress Live.
Sorceress Live.
Sounds like it's just a live version of their newest album.
Okay.
And like their recent direction has been a little controversial to their fans because they've gotten rid of the growls altogether.
Yeah.
And they've headed towards a more 70s prog rock.
Yeah, they sound like Can. I mean, they sound at times like Can.
Like
and then
Yes,
they...
a little bit of Yes with the keyboards. You
know? I didn't get that from this song, really, but I can see that there's some Yes. There's some Zappa.
King Crimson-y kind of.
There's, but Can is who they really reminded me of, like when they were doing like that, especially the intro part of that piece and a couple of the other things. And like where Can would kind of go in to do like that monster movie sort of music, like that sort of like definitely fit in with this sort of thing.
The band Goblin, you know?
Yeah. There's some of that going on too, which I appreciate, you know, like I've never been... You know, I like the growling a lot, you know, but like, again, like I was talking about that last band that I just went crazy, kind of angry man.
Ken mode.
But like, Opeth isn't doing that, you know what I'm saying? They're moving forward and
sure,
it may not be making everybody happy, but like, it's making them happy and they're like kind of doing what they need to do, you know, and it's okay. You know, I thought it sounded really, really pretty great, you know.
They're phenomenal. His vocals are awesome. They're all incredible players. And I'll admit, when the album first came out, they've been on this trajectory for their past three albums.
Yeah.
So this isn't like a new thing.
Yeah.
And I was finally able to kind of drop expectations of old albums and whatnot. And it's awesome.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
It's super enjoyable. And yeah, I totally agree. They've aged gracefully, you know? And yeah, I gotta say like that, the live rendition is almost better than the recorded version. It's got a little more like energy and grit to it and stuff.
See, I haven't listened to the newest album by them. I think I'm an album behind, I realize now, because I'm not familiar with this one at all. I don't know any of these songs, but,
you'd like it, I think.
Yeah, I think so. I like it. I kind of like it more. I don't know. There's times where they get kind of like, they get a little, not folky, but I don't know what there is.
Oh, they got some folk in there, for sure.
There are some parts of it in the last couple that I'm like, oh, well, this is kind of not the direction that I felt like they need to go. But I feel like this is kind of a re-energizing and a little bit, maybe even harder than the last album. You know, it's kind of got a little bit more of a, I don't know, urban sort of feel to it than the one before, you know, and I like
urban,
it.
Urban, huh?
Yeah. I don't know if it's urban or if it's more like maybe more science fiction-y rather than fantasy. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like the last album was more like dragons and this is more like fucking space UFO cult.
Yeah.
You know?
I see what you're saying.
I don't know. Maybe that's, I really get lots of imagery from Opeth and all this sort of stuff, but I mean, I get a little bit more of a science fiction-y sort of vibe. Like last album was Led Zeppelin 4 and this one's Houses of the Holy, you know, with the kids climbing on the temple.
Yeah,
you
totally. Know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I would say hit.
Yeah, I think hit too.
It's a hit.
Yeah.
Ladies
yeah.
and gentlemen,
yeah,
go hits. Check out Opeth and their new album. They only have one single off of it. They only have the title track Sorceress on available for streaming.
Mm-hmm.
But the album's going to come out soon. Keep your eyes peeled for that. Anybody who likes rock is going to like this, I think.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to be into metal to like this album. It's just a fun jam.
Yeah.
And it's got a cool live vibe, and the sound is great. So, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in to another wonderful episode of Hit or Shit. This time it's been a hit. This is Spencer.
And this is Craig.
Signing off.
Bye-bye.
Idiots Discuss the Universe is recorded in the IDTU studios located in Portland, Oregon. All opinions and commentary has been carefully researched by the technicians and scholars of IDTU Research Academy, and therefore should be greeted with healthy skepticism and disbelief. No idiots were harmed during the making of this podcast.